In this bulletin, at least 6 repatriation flights from India now expected this month. No new local cases of COVID-19 detected in New South Wales. And in sport, Liz Cambage threatens to boycott the Tokyo Olympic Games. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the number of repatriation flights from India could double after New South Wales, Victoria and Queensland agreed to take a flight each. It was previously confirmed that 3 repatriation flights from India would land in Darwin by the end of May, but that number is now likely to increase to 6. Around 9,000 Australians are currently stuck in India as the country battles a deadly coronavirus outbreak. Mr. Morrison says the 900 vulnerable people in that group will be prioritised.
I've asked DFAT to do a review of the registrations of all of those who have been registered in India to ensure that they're current, and that will assist a proper prioritisation of placing people on those flights. The charters will be undertaken by Australian crews and they will require rapid antigen testing prior to departure.
Meanwhile, India has reported another record daily increase in COVID-19 cases. The Health Ministry is reporting more than 414,000 new infections and almost 4,000 deaths. Back home, and no new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 have been recorded in New South Wales. More than 13,000 tests were taken, with the only cases found in 5 overseas travellers. The link between an infected Eastern Sydney man and an international traveller with the same COVID-19 variant remains unclear. Authorities are urging all Sydney residents to get tested if they experience any symptoms and to check the updated list of exposure sites on the New South Wales Health website. The Victorian government will introduce a single check-in code service later this month to manage electronic attendance and ease COVID-19 contact tracing efforts. Public health officials say they're concerned about low check-in rates, with a recent survey showing only 41% of visitors registered their attendance at venues each time. Density requirements for small and medium venues will also be updated from the 28th of May to allow 1 person per 2 square metres. Health Minister Martin Foley says while today marks the 70th day without any community transmission in Victoria, systems still need to be strengthened to protect the state.
We've seen declining levels of compliance with the kind of measures we need to stay safe and stay open. And the key one of those is record keeping. And the best tool that we have to do the kind of record keeping we need is the QR code system.
The Australian Federal Police wants to boost the number of female recruits, hoping gender diversity will make the workforce stronger and more successful. Just 22% of sworn AFP officers are women. Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews says she hopes that will change in the next 7 years.
The target is that by 2028, sworn female officers will make up 30% of the AFP law enforcement workforce. That means that we have to significantly grow the pool from which the AFP can recruit. We know that it is going to be, quite frankly, a long haul to get us to where we need to be, but we do need to make sure that we are taking the appropriate actions to encourage more women.
To sport, and basketball star Liz Cambage has indicated she'll boycott the Tokyo Games over a lack of racial diversity in the Australian Olympic team promotional shoots. Cambage made the comments on Instagram in response to 2 images, adding a hashtag about a whitewashed Australia. The first was a photo from an Australian Olympic Committee sponsor, while the second was from the uniform launch last month. The AOC responded to the first photo, saying it should have better reflected the rich diversity of athletes who represent Australia at the Olympic Games. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Mostly sunny in Perth and 22. Showers in Adelaide and 20 degrees. A shower or 2 developing in Melbourne, also 20. a light shower or two in Hobart and 18, partly cloudy in Canberra and 20 degrees, mostly sunny in Wollongong and 24, similar conditions in Sydney and 25, much the same in Newcastle, 26, mostly sunny in Brisbane as well and 27, sunny in Cairns and 29, and similar conditions in Darwin, 32. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.